This is from Warren and Natalie when they went to Israel. When they went to Israel and they brought it back.
Amen. That's a little oil.
That's an oil.
Yes. That's cute.
Tell me it don't look good.
We're live.
Amen.
Thank you,
honor unto God. I need the children of peace so I can. I wanted to keep them in prison so I can have another here. So the children that I have in place, we can pray for the people. If there's a boy in the hallelujah. Amen. Good morning, saints. Good morning.
Good morning.
In the name of Jesus. Good morning to all those that are with us live and those that will be listening to us later. We give God honor and all praise. This is a particularly special prayer. First of all, there's no special prayer. All the prayers are special.
Amen.
Amen. Every prayer that we pray to the Father is a special prayer.
Yes. Amen.
So don't ask me, I got a special prayer for them. Whenever I speak to God, whenever you speak to God in the name of Jesus, that makes that prayer special.
Amen.
Amen. But if I have a special request, you know, then that's different. But we have some things that we must pray for today. There's some people that have gone through some stuff, that are dealing with stuff now, that we must pray over today. I really wish you'd find Andrea and find out what it is that... Oh, we can pick up the babies. Okay. Amen. 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 I want to pray for the children first, and then I want to get into the prayers.
Amen.
Okay?
Amen.
Thank you, teacher. God so loved the world. Don't you love these children?
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. He gave his only begotten son, that whosoever continues to believe in him shall not perish, love the kids, but have everlasting life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Good morning. He's like, dude, I don't know you like that. Amen. I'm cool with that. That's good. Amen. Like, dude, stop touching me. I don't know you. Amen. Mama, you know this brother? Okay. Amen. Well, we want to pray over the babies. Is there anyone here, and I don't see it in the spirit, that's expecting anything? And I'm really happy to say that. Amen. I'm more happier than you. Amen. But I want to pray over your children, so I need all children to raise your hands up. Raise your hands up like this. There you go. Thank you. Raise your hands up. Oh, y'all can let them go. There you go. Then raise your hands. Amen. I need you all to stand behind the children. Deacon, minister, stand behind the children. When I say deacon, I'm talking to you. Amen. When I say minister, I'm talking to y'all. Stand behind. Raise your hands, babies. There you go. All power and authority belongs to God. All praise and honor belong to God.
Amen.
The Bible says it is He that had made us and not we ourselves. We are His people. His who? Christ Jesus, Yahshua, the Messiah. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. He tells us to enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endure to all generations. Little children, I need you to repeat after me. Say, Father God.
Father God.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you. For today.
Thank you.
For being with me.
Thank you.
For my family. My loved one and my friend. I honor you. Now I need you to do like this. Put your hand on your tummy like this. And I need you to do like this. Come on, Madison. Come on, Barbara Adam. Come on, Madison. Everybody, you're going to gonna teach y'all the Bible. Amen. Pretend like you have a toothache. You got belly. You can say, ow! You got this Bible. Okay, there we go. We honor the Lord by bowing before Him.
Amen.
We honor the God that we serve by lifting up His name. Father God, I need you to help here to touch these children. Touch these children right on the crown of their head. Father, show me up right on the shoulder, on the shoulder, on the crown. Father God, in the name of Jesus, don't get crowned. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we bless you, we thank you for the children that you have given to us.
Yeah.
God, we bless you and we thank you for the daughters and sons that you have entered into this family. Father, we ask that you watch over their atmosphere. Watch over them wherever they are, whatever they're doing, and whoever they're with. Let no harm come to these children. Lord, bless them and keep them in a perfect place where you can watch over them and that your spirit will hover over them even as they sleep. Enter into their hearts and their minds, their understanding, Lord, and destroy any enemy that try to enter into their atmosphere. No matter where they are and what they're doing, let your power prevail. Hallelujah. Watch over these children, Lord, and their families and their homes, and grow the gift that is within them.
Hallelujah.
Because the tree is truly inside the seed that you have already planted in them.
Amen.
Water them. Give them the sun that they need so that they can grow. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Give God some glory. Children, y'all go back. Let me have that other age, because I got some serious praying I need to do. Amen. I need that other age. I need that other age. I need that other age. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. It's just these two babies. Okay, so give me my word, baby. Give me my word, baby. There. Because we want to keep that so the Lord is down. Amen. Amen. I want to pray. I want you to stretch your hands forth. I want to pray over this vessel that we're using for God's glory. Amen. I need everybody focused this way. Everybody this way. I want to pray this vessel was given to us to the ministry by Natalie and Florin.
Yes.
Amen. Did I get that right?
Yeah.
They brought it from Israel.
Amen.
It's a handmade oil vessel that we're using. And we are drafting this into the order of God. Amen.
Amen.
That whatever goes in for God's purpose will also come out for God's purpose. Amen. And bless those that bless this house. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we bless you and we thank you for this vessel that we are incorporating and that we are using starting today. We bless you, Lord, for who you are and what you've done. Although there is no life in this vessel, but your spirit can represent, this vessel can represent your spirit that is being poured out onto your people.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Father, we honor those that went to Israel and brought this back for us and those that will benefit from your blessing.
Yes.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
And I'm sorry if I choose your baby. I didn't mean to. Please forgive me. I see her wiping and all that. I need a spit guard while I'm up here. Amen. I'm so sorry. Thank you. And she's so polite. She didn't say that, but she just died. She bothered the weaver. Amen. Amen. So God bless you. Amen. Amen. God tell you gotta love her. Amen. Thank you so much. Amen. I mean well, but my lips don't know any better. Amen. Father, thank you. Thank you for covering them. Thank you. Can you put it on their heads? On their t-shirt. But then, shushun down. Father God, in the name of Jesus, how worthy is the Lamb that died for these children, these young adults that you have brought to us. Father, whatever they're going through, you're able to heal. Whatever they're dealing with, Lord, you're able to deliver and bring them through. Father, they have such a battle on their hands, but no warrior is greater than you. You are the warrior of war. You are the king of, you are the captain of the Lord's army. You, oh my God,
Jesus,
you can. You have equipped them with battle garments. You have prepared them for battle. They are the head and not the tail. They are victorious in the name of Jesus. Whatever they're dealing with at home, at school, wherever they are, whatever they're doing, give them the victory. Even as they sleep, give them victory. Even as they go about their day, Father God, give them victory. Let their light so shine before men that men will see their good works, but glorify you, Father, which is in heaven. Keep them whole. Bless their atmosphere. Keep them where you can use them. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit, amen.
Amen.
Oh, and forgive them of any sin and unrighteousness,
Lord,
that they will be washed and made clean. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Before I pray for that next group, I have a couple things I need to do. First of all, Pastor Sandy spoke of this on Thursday, and I told him I would, and it is absolutely of God. I need everybody to raise your hands. Those of you that are watching this service or will be watching later, I need you to raise your hand. I need you to raise your hand. Father, I need you to repeat after me if you can. Father God.
Father God.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I am living in a sinful vessel.
I'm living in a sinful vessel.
In a sinful world.
In a sinful world.
I am surrounded. By sin.
By sin.
But by your glory.
By your glory.
By your grace.
By your grace.
I have been made whole.
I have been made whole.
Forgive me.
Forgive me.
Of any sin.
Of any sin.
Any
unrighteousness
that have attached itself,
to me,
that is not who I am,
that is not who I am,
that is not who I represent, that is not what I want to be,
that is not what I want to be.
Cleanse me.
At this moment, at this time,
of any sin,
any offenses
that have happened
in this vessel,
and make me whole,
once again,
I repent,
of anything,
that I have done,
that have offended you,
cleanse my feet, so that I will walk right,
cleanse my hands,
so I will carry the gospel,
and cleanse my mind,
so I will focus on you, in the name of the Father,
in the name of the Son,
in the name of the Holy Spirit,
amen.
I want to pray for some people in Puerto Rico. Can you read that or give me the headlines and the names and where they are? Magali and Chris in Puerto Rico. Concerning the earthquake and their fears, I read it last night and I started praying for them immediately. They're afraid to be in the house. Anytime something shakes, they said between Christmas and now, they've had, what, about 1,000?
Lots.
And they're afraid to go in the house. Every time there's something shakes, they're running. Because they don't know what's going to happen next. They don't know if the earth is going to open up or something's going to fall. They just don't know. And they said, Pastor, we're just scared. I get that. And so we want to pray for them now. And not just them. What's their names again?
Magali.
And Chris. They are members of this body. They are members of S4C and they are members of the body of Christ. And not just them, but those that are affected, those in that country. So can we tighten up this circle? Can we tighten? I don't want three different layers. I need just one circle. Y'all know how we do this. One. Y'all fix this up. Just one. Y'all know how we do this. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I need you to raise your hands in agreement. Father God, in the name of Jesus, you understand what's going on in Puerto Rico.
Yes.
You understand whether this was nature or whether this was man-made.
In the name of Jesus.
You understand what's happening. You know.
Yes.
Father, they are trying to, they're living in fear, man-made fear. They're living in fear. Father, relieve those that belong to you. Comfort their hearts and their minds. If there is anything that we can do here to bless them there, help us, Lord.
Help us, Lord Jesus.
Lord, we're praying that you would give them peace, that you would stop the shaking.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
So that they can settle down and they can regroup. Father, whatever they need, you are the great provider. Provide what they need. If it's simply comfort,
yes, Lord.
If it's simply peace,
thank you, Lord Jesus.
Provide to them what they need. These are our family members. These are believers of the body.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Help them to understand they are not forsaken.
Yes.
And that we are praying for them and we are praying with them.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
We bless you, Lord, because you are God.
Yes.
And we only come to you.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Because you are the only one that can fix this. You are the only one that can bring resolution to this. You're the only one that can get glory out of their deliverance.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Fix it for them.
Thank you.
As they represent their country.
Yes.
In the name of the Father, and in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
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 Amen. We have another country.
Australia.
Australia. Give me the headlines of the what, tell me something about
Pastor Jay requested just prayer for the fires and for healing.
Prayer for fire. They're having, they're being shaken in one place, and they're on fire in another place. See, just because everything's okay in your atmosphere,
right,
that don't mean everything is okay everywhere.
Amen.
Yes. Amen. And just because you're cozy in your house, in your new car, and you have 3 or 4 meals a day, that doesn't mean that's going the same way with everybody. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I know the presence of God is here. I need you to raise your hands. Is Austria or Australia?
Australia.
I need you to raise your hand for Australia.
Yes.
Are there any, there were no names mentioned, right?
No names.
Email. Father God, you understand what's going on in your world. Even though the enemy has attacked your world.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Has polluted and poisoned your world.
Yes, Lord.
It's still your world. And your people are in your world.
Yes, Lord.
Your people,
thank you,
are on the ground that you've made.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
We believe, Father, that man,
yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. It's instigating things that are going on and blaming it on nature.
Hallelujah.
Father, your people in Australia need your help.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
They need some peace.
Lord Jesus.
They need some stability. They need to know that you're still with them.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
They need to know that they have a family praying for them.
Yes, Lord.
They need to know that they're not just abandoned and left to suffer on their own. They need to know, Lord, that we are with them. And so we are banding together as a global family to pray for Australia.
Yes, Lord.
Help them to understand they are not alone.
Yes, Lord.
And that you will bring peace.
Yes.
And that you will restore what was once ashes. For those that believe in you.
Yes.
Everything that they claim in your name and don't doubt it, give it to them,
thank
Lord,
you,
in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Your believers, everything that they believe and claim in your name and don't doubt it, according to your will for their life, give it to them.
Yes.
That they will give you all the praise,
yes, Lord,
all the honor,
yes, Lord,
and all the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Somebody say in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Is there anybody else? Mark. Mark Kitchener.
Yes. Ontario for health restoration.
Ontario. Is that Ontario, Canada?
I have to say.
Amen. Whether you're in Ontario, Canada or Ontario, California, wherever you are. Mark?
Mark Kitchener.
Kitchener. Mark, we're praying for you now. I know God is a healer. I know God is a deliverer. God has delivered multiple people with cancer, children and cancer just in this house.
Amen.
God, God is able. I need you to point this way for Mark.
Yes,
Father. Father, Mark belongs to you, and we know that. I see that in the spirit.
Yes.
He's asking out of faith.
Yes.
He will accept whatever you do, but he's asking out of faith. Father, somebody saw him go in. Somebody needs to see him come out. Somebody saw him when he didn't have this. Somebody needs to see his deliverance after this.
Thank you, Lord.
Let his struggle be a testimony for somebody else.
Thank you, Lord.
Let his deliverance be a witness to somebody else.
Thank you, Lord.
Let your presence be made known.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Send your healing angels out to work your command.
Hallelujah.
Let it be so according to your will for his life.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. Somebody say in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I see Pastor Drea's car here, so amen. I need to know what she while I'm still praying.
Walter Wallace to keep his job.
Walter Wallace. Walter. Walter, I need you to understand this. I understand it when you don't know if you're going to lose your job and you're the sole bread provider or the primary. I understand that. But let me tell you something. God can make a way out of no way. God can pull a job out of eternity. With your name on it.
Amen.
If God chooses to allow that to happen, it's because if God is in this and he chose that to happen, it's because he's got something else for you. And even though we don't see it, it doesn't mean it's not there.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
So whether God allows you to continue to keep that job or he's pulling you out of that atmosphere to place you in a more peaceful and prosperous atmosphere, let God do what God wants to do.
Yeah.
Well, our prayer is that God will sustain you no matter what he does.
Amen.
Yeah.
Our prayer is that God will sustain you through whatever is necessary.
Yeah.
Because I believe this may be a transition for you.
Yes.
Not a punishment, but a transition.
Yeah.
So that God can move you from one place to another place.
Yeah.
So that somebody can say, well, if God can do that for you, I know God can do it for me.
Amen.
But we're praying that God's perfect will be done.
Yeah.
Not a submissive will, but a perfect will be done.
Amen.
Amen.
I don't want God to do it because he's tired of hearing from me. I want God to do it because that's what God wants to do.
Amen. Amen.
I want God to do it because this is what I want.
Yes.
I don't want him to do it just because he's tired of hearing me ask. I want him to say, this is the best thing for me to do for you. Let me do this.
Yes.
That's what I mean by permissive and submissive will.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, let your perfect will be done. What's his name?
Walter Wallace.
In Walter Wallace's walk, in his atmosphere, in his life, let your perfect will be done to benefit his atmosphere and all those that are in it.
Yes.
Maybe you want to take him out of a Volkswagen and put him into a Rolls Royce.
Yes.
I don't know what your plan is, but whatever it is, let it be so.
Yes.
And help him to understand what your will is for his life.
Yes.
Because if he is a child of God, it's no longer his life, but it is God's life. And God knows what's best for his life. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit, amen, amen, amen. Come on. Who else I got?
Eden Wallace.
Eden Wallace.
Yes, for her.
Eden, I know God is. I need some more. Hallelujah. I don't know why y'all standing all back there in the back. I need your spirit closer to me. I'm trying to get room. Okay, amen. Amen. I get it, but all I see is some gaps. So maybe they need to come around and get in. But I need to hold that gap. Amen. Good morning, little mama. Amen. Amen. What's the name again?
Eden Wallace.
Eden Wallace. I need Minister Chris, he's here. Okay. Eden Wallace.
Yes.
Child of the living God. I feel it. Child of the living God. Eden Wallace.
Yes.
Child of the living God.
Yes. Amen.
We command healing and deliverance in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
We command healing and deliverance in the name of God. We command healing and deliverance in the name of Jesus. We command healing and deliverance in the name of Jesus. That you will get up and walk about your salvation with fear and trembling, that you will call on healing.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
You will reach up to God, and you will call down healing in the name of Jesus. Ask, and it shall be given. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and the door shall be opened. We have not because we ask not. Where there is two or three gathered together in my name, touching and agreeing, the Lord said, I will be in the midst. God is in the midst here. Healing and deliverance. Healing and deliverance. Can anybody help me say that? Healing and deliverance. Healing and deliverance. Healing and deliverance. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Oh my God. I rebuke holiness and homelessness in the name of Jesus. I rebuke that from your atmosphere. I rebuke homelessness from the atmosphere in the name of Jesus. I don't believe it's God's will for you to be homeless. I don't believe God wants that for your family. I don't believe that that is God's plan for your life. I don't believe it. I don't believe it. I don't believe it.
Yes.
Yes. Lift them up, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lift them up. Lift them up, Father. Cause their atmosphere to change in their faith. Allow your presence to flow for their benefit. Your blood covers their needs. Amen, somebody.
Amen.
Your blood covers their needs.
Yes. Yes.
Cover their needs, Father.
Yes.
Cover their needs, Father.
Thank you.
I don't accept it.
Yes.
Cover their needs, Father.
Yes.
You said you will send out angels.
Yes.
If we ask.
Yes.
We're asking.
We're asking. Yes.
Cover their needs, Father.
Yes.
Let your perfect will be done.
Thank you,
God. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Maloki Sada.
For her daughter Sabrina, her type 1 diabetes.
Oh,
syndrome.
Yes.
Her bypass.
Cassamia Saul. Elizabeth, pray for Sabrina.
For Sabrina, type 1 diabetes and gastro bypass. Kisalamiyako Sabrina. Hallelujah.
Yes.
God is
gastro bypass, type 1 diabetes, for Sabrina. What's the mama's name?
Elizabeth.
Elizabeth, I need you to have faith for Sabrina. I'm seeing that Sabrina may already have faith, but I need you to stand in the gap with her. The Bible says where there are two or three, you two make two.
Amen.
Because Christ is with you.
In the name of Jesus.
So, the angels, if you stand with her in faith and both of you stand in the name of Jesus, the Lord will send his angels to stand with you in the name of Jesus. That's what I'm trying to say. The Lord will send his angels to stand with you in the name of Jesus. You have to stand by, you have to stand in faith in spite of what the enemy is trying to show you in the natural.
Amen.
Do y'all understand?
Amen.
No matter what the doctors say, you know what God says. If God tells you something, let them say what they want to say. But you know what God told you. You can't control what they say. You can't control what they see. But you know what God said. God! If God said you're healed, you're healed.
Yes. Amen.
If God said you are delivered, you're delivered.
Yes.
If God said,
thank you, Lord.
If God said, and you know God said, it is so in the name of Jesus. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what they're saying. I don't care what's on the X-ray. If God says you're healed, you're healed.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
God lives in eternity. We live in time. God sees your life from beginning to end at one moment, at the same time. God knows the end from the beginning. And if God sees deliverance before you got there, it's there. You just haven't gotten there yet.
Yes.
If God says, I seek your healing, it's right there. If you don't see it, it's because you haven't got there. there yet because you're living in time. God lives in eternity. God said it's there, it's there.
Amen.
If you veer off the track by not having faith, it was still there. You're just not there. Amen, somebody.
Amen.
If God says it's there, amen. You must. The Bible says we walk by faith and not by sight. We walk by faith, not by x-rays.
Yes.
We walk by faith and not by prescription.
Yes.
We walk by faith and not by clinical terms. We walk by faith.
Yes. Yes.
We don't walk by Kaiser.
Yes.
We don't walk by glucose.
Yes.
We walk by faith.
Yes.
That's what we are, Lord Jesus. From everybody
yes.
else.
Yes.
That's
yep.
what we are, Lord Jesus. That's why we can pray and God will cure cancer.
Yes.
That's why we can
yes,
pray
Lord
and God will open blinded
yes,
eyes.
Yes.
That's why we pray and
thank
the
you,
cripple
Lord.
Get up
thank
and walk.
You, Lord.
That's why we
thank
pray
you, Lord.
And the
hallelujah.
And if you live by faith, your life would be changed.
Hallelujah.
Amen, somebody.
Amen.
Amen. You can agree with me or not. That's on you.
Amen.
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 Amen. You are delivered in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
You are healed in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Let your faith stand up with
yes,
you.
Lord.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Minister Chris, I need you to come here.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
I used to have a problem with this. Ain't got nothing to do with you. Because he jacked up. Hey,
uh-huh.
This has nothing. This is about me. This is not about him.
Amen.
I used to be hooked on prescription drugs. I was hooked. I had 3 different doctors. One didn't know about the other one. Everybody was trying to me what I was. I was messed up. And God called me a minister. Ain't no way I'm a minister. Ain't no way I'm walking in. And ain't no way.
Thank you.
And ain't no way I'm. But God sees the outcome.
Yes,
Lord Jesus.
And whether you see the outcome or not,
thank you, Lord Jesus.
When God says the outcome, you are.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Yes,
Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord Jesus.
You are what
thank
God
you,
says you are.
Yes, you are.
Thank you.
And as long as you stay on the path that God has
thank
placed
you, Lord.
You
yes,
on,
Lord.
You
amen.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you,
Lord. I got to that place.
Yes,
thank you, Lord.
I got to that place.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
So when I say minister,
thank you, Lord Jesus. Yes.
I don't care what happened yesterday
yes,
or last night or last month or last year.
Yes.
When I call you what God said,
yes.
And the Bible tells me that God cannot lie.
Amen.
And when God put it in you, you can't shake it out.
Yes.
They can't cut it out. You can't shake it out. People can't talk it out.
Hallelujah.
When God puts it there, it's there.
Yes.
And it ain't moving.
Amen.
So I think you can tell me, so get your mind right.
Get it right.
Yeah. Get your mind right.
Right.
Yep.
It's coming up again.
Amen.
So when I say minister of the gospel,
it is.
Ain't nothing changed. God don't change his mind.
Right.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. God don't change his mind.
Yeah.
We're the trouble, not him.
Mm-hmm.
We're all amnesia, not God.
Mm-hmm.
God does not change his mind.
Yes.
And when you meet God, God will say, oh, my minister, oh, there you are.
There you are.
Amen.
You're going to watch me for a couple minutes. I had to teach you a couple things here and there.
Yes.
You know, but I'm glad to have you back.
Yes. Yes.
Now, this is what I want you to do.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Now, this is what I want you to do.
Amen.
Because we ain't done yet.
Right.
Yes. Somebody said we ain't done yet.
We ain't done yet.
We ain't done yet.
We ain't done yet.
English, but y'all know what I'm saying.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God calls the homecoming.
Yes.
To bring him here.
Ah.
See? Everything. everything God does produces fruit.
Amen. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Everything God does, even in a homegrown, God
produces right.
fruit. In a homegrown, yeah. when I ran back into it, yeah. he said, "Pastor, come to prayer."
Yes.
I said, "Come on, son. Come on, come on." Amen.
Amen.
How about summer? Yes. Hallelujah. 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 I love this man.
Yes.
I love this man. That's mine.
Yes.
Man, thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I mean, we went up with a little young brother here.
Yes.
And I brought this man and his whole family.
Yes.
Yes. I know who God is.
Hallelujah. Yes.
You could, oh my God. John, I don't like you down there in the back in the corner in the dark. You stand over here. Amen. All in the cut. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, my brother. Somebody say my brother.
My brother.
Standing before you. Has returned back to the fold. You made him a minister. You made him a vessel. You made him a peace. Nothing has changed. You have not changed your mind. You have not relieved him of his duty. He is still what you called him. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And we are anointing him through your power, through your glory, through your word, through your will, that he is a member of the body of Christ. All old things have passed away. Every old, all things have become new. I feel the presence of the Lord. The heart has been changed. The mind has been changed. My focus has been changed. Because he belongs to us.
Yes.
We will never let him go.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. And not just him, but his wife, who also belongs to you. I know you have her. I know you have your hands on her. I know you're ministering to her. I know you're talking to her. I know she has reconnected with you. I know this.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you,
Jesus. Protect their family.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Protect their home.
Yes, yes, Lord.
Protect their atmosphere.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
All has been forgiven.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Ministry restored.
Yes, Lord
yes.
Jesus.
Back in right standing
thank you,
with God.
Thank you, Lord.
Back in right standing with God.
Thank you, Lord.
Back in right standing with God.
Thank you, Lord.
Worthy. I've been in for 40 years. I still ain't worthy. But I get to be in Christ's worthiness. I have the righteousness of my own. I hang on to Christ's
righteousness.
Amen. I'm in Christ. I'm in righteousness. I'm in righteousness. Thank you. Bad choices happen. They call it life. Amen. But greater is he that's in you than anything that's in the world. Go into the vineyard and work. Work out your salvation with your own salvation. With fear and trembling. I need Ryan and Greg and Lloyd, take him back and y'all finish the prayer. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you, sir. Welcome home.
Amen.
Kids, that other teenage age. Where they at? Come on here. You are. Amen. Come on up here. Come on up here. Amen. I'll shut me out. Amen. What time is it? What time is it? What time is it? I got a couple of people out here I need to lay hands on.
10:35.
I got no time? All right. Come on.
Amen. Come on up here.
I'm sorry.
Amen. Hala shorami. Kando. Woo! Amen. I will. I promise. You got to grill that baby. Amen. I want that baby to come out shouting. Get one leg off doing one of these numbers. That's what I want to see.
Man, where they go?
To the front.
Oh, okay. I'm like, she moving pretty quick for a pregnant lady. Amen.
Amen. Show you on me. Please, you on me.
Pastor Davis, you show her that.
I said, I don't know why. Amen.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord. Nathan replaced Asia. He was also just going to stop. Go back behind. I would want to be their age at this point in time for nothing on the planet.
Amen.
They don't spend enough money for me to want to be their age. I know you're nowhere near my age, but I know it wasn't like that even at your age.
That's
when
right.
You were younger, it wasn't like what they got now. Mm-hmm. I know it wasn't. It wasn't like when we got in the fight, we fought. They get in the fight, they shoot.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah.
It's not the same. And the things that they have access to now.
Yes.
We didn't know it existed.
Amen.
See, I'll be praying for you after what.
We didn't know it existed. And if it did, we were so poor we couldn't afford it no way. So it didn't matter. Y'all understand?
Amen.
But the things that the enemy has put before our children today is a crime.
Yes.
And I rebuke it in the name of
Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
They have it hard enough without all the extras. Amen.
Amen.
And so when I'm done praying with them, I want you two pastors to take them and pray with them. Amen. I want to slather them with oil and keep them protected.
Amen. And that the Lord will govern their minds. Amen. It's all about choice.
Yes.
It's all about choice.
Yes.
Just like it is with salvation, it's all about choice. You can choose based on what you choose now will dictate what happens tomorrow.
Amen.
It's all about choice.
That's right.
Amen. It's all about choice.
Right.
And so these children need to make the right choices, but they need the right example to do that.
Yes.
Amen. As parents, we can preach the gospel all day long at home.
That's right.
But the thing is, they're not at home 25 hours a day.
24.
25, girl. And so now I have to trust my kids with people I don't know. I've got to trust my loved ones with people that may not think like I do. Amen. I've got to trust my loved ones to make the right choices with friends. Because some of these friends are kidding. I got to convince, and so I need God to talk to them about their choices. Because I can't help them with all their choices. And
amen.
I would love to pick them all for them. But that's not my thing. I can't do it. They gotta do it.
Amen.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, these brothers that we love because they are ours.
Yes.
And they are both members of the body of Christ. Don't let them slip between the cracks. Don't let the enemy use them as an example against the kingdom of God. Regulate their minds and their thought patterns and process. Govern what they have access to and who they have access with. Because they can get stuff that we won't buy from somebody else that we don't know. And we don't know nothing until the side effects start happening.
Mm.
Amen.
Amen.
And so what we want is for God to cover them now.
Yes.
Because you know the blood covers this.
Yes, it does.
The blood covers this. The blood, the blood covers this. Girl, amen. The blood covers this. Cover them, Lord. Cover them, Lord. Remind them that you are with them even when they're not thinking about it.
Amen.
Sometimes, Lord, maybe reveal your presence to them at a very unopportune time for them.
Yes.
To help them to understand. I watch. Did you two know that there are scribe angels? Do you know what scribe angels are? Scribe angels are the angels. They're not sent here to protect you and to do all this other. The scribe angel's job is to write down and document every thought you have, whether you know Christ or not. To document everything you do, everything you wanted to do, everywhere you went and who you went with, what you did while you were there. What do you think is in that book when he opens it? If it's not covered by the blood, every thought you ever thought, you have to give an account of. That's what's in that book. Every deed that you didn't give repent for is in that book. And if God doesn't wash it with the blood, you have to pay for everything in that book. That's what's in the book. Your life, your thoughts, your desires, your hidden agendas.
That's right.
Whoever you are, whoever you want to be, is in that book. And if it's not covered by the blood and washed away, God will charge you for everything that's in that book. It only takes one thing.
Amen.
I don't want nothing in my book but blood.
Amen.
You need to think that way because it's true. And when you breathe your last breath here, you are not going to a grave to sleep for 1,000 years. And when you breathe your last breath here, the Bible says, absent from the body, presence with the Lord, you go then to meet the Lord.
Amen.
You ain't sleeping in the grave, waiting on that great getting up morning. You meet him then. And that's where your eternity. That's where the real deal starts.
Amen.
You are here to prepare for that day.
Amen.
Don't let it catch you unprepared.
Amen.
Father, you cover that the Lord God will remind you of who you are.
wherever you are, whatever you're doing, whatever you're thinking, whoever you're with, whoever influences you, whatever you listen to, whatever you watch, and that you will not forget who God is. Pastors, take these young brothers away and pray with them. And my Samia, I need my baby here because I love this girl. I need her up here. Lisa, all these ladies over here, I need y'all right here. I know they're trying to hide y'all shit the cave. Amen. Y'all been here before. Y'all know now. Amen. Woo! May I say, you look exceptional. You are just a beautiful woman. That's like, and I ain't certain I'm happily married, but I'm just saying. Oh, you know, I ain't blind. I can see stuff. Amen. Amen. I appreciate what God did. Man, you know that's on you.
That ain't a pocket, Pastor. That ain't a pocket.
That ain't a pocket. Just like that. Stick that thing in there, ain't no pocket. Oh, man. Thank you. What a woman of God. Oh, you hear too, Clay. What a woman. I see the presence of God all in you. The struggles and battles that you have, that the Lord has allowed you to overcome, made you strong. God will allow a broken heart so that he can put it back together. It's a mosaic. Y'all know what a mosaic is?
Yes.
He'll take those broken pieces and he'll put, and see, he'll redo it because it wasn't the way he wanted it the first time. And so he'll take those broken pieces and he'll place them right where he wants them. And when he gets finished, the greatest artist that I've ever been can't compare to what you have now become. Stand with the job from behind me. And God says, I have created you in my likeness. He said, the brokenheartedness that you suffered first. See, ain't God talking. He said, when you refuse to let anybody else know, he said, I was with you. He said, me and you, you and me, went through those battles together.
Hallelujah.
He said, and you hung on to what little you had left. He said, now, you need to know I got you. That's why you're still here. You're better. You're way better. People didn't think you were going to make it. When they see you now, they wonder why it didn't work. God! They wonder what. You should be worse off than you are. You shouldn't look that good. You shouldn't be talking about that. It failed. Is that what's still there? Oh, thank you. You weren't sure. Amen. Amen. Pastor, come here. Stand behind me. Come around. And God smiles when he looks at your spirit. He said, because I know what's in there. He's in there. God, he smiles when he sees himself in you. He didn't say you were perfect. His intentions were never to make you perfect. Because once you feel you're perfect, I have no need to go to Christ now. I have no need to hit my knees anymore. I don't have to concentrate on repenting daily. I have no need because I'm perfect.
That's right.
God said, I never intended for you to be perfect. He intends for us to have a perfect desire to want to serve him. That's the perfection God wants from us. A perfect desire to serve him. He wants to be perfect in the way that my desire is to serve the Lord. Even though I stumble along the way, my plan, my desire is to serve God. That's why I repent every day, two or three times a day, because I forgot something. And the Lord says, I need you to know I got you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, only you are holy. Only you are righteous. I have no righteousness of my own, but my righteousness is in Christ. I am living on Christ's righteousness. I'm living on Christ's goodness. I'm living on Christ's life. I'm living through Christ. I have no life of my own. The life that I have, it is
Father, you have blessed her. You have made her a survivor. And you use survivors to your glory. You use survivors to your glory. Survivors have light. Survivors have life. Survivors are fighters. Survivors are great warriors. Survivors. I'm proud to be a survivor in Christ Jesus. I'm proud to be a survivor because that means I'm a fighter. I don't quit. I don't give up. And I don't give in. And I don't just settle for anything. I'm only looking for God. God says, I made you a fighter. He said, you stand and I will fight with you. He said, I've sent warring angels with swords that will stand with you, that fight with you. He said, because you are mine. There is a table set in heaven and you have a seat. He says, I can't wait to meet you. Don't worry about it. I'm almost done. God, in the name of Jesus, only you can sustain us. Only you can get glory from our lives and our walk. Only you can keep us that we will be of some benefit to the kingdom of God. We're asking, Father, that whatever our daughter needs, that you will give it to her. That you will bless her atmosphere. Bless her and her husband together. Father, they have asked for so long. You know, listen, I'm going to tell you, the Lord brings this to my remembrance. There are babies in heaven.
Amen.
With no parents.
That's right.
They were aborted. They were killed. They died. Whatever happened. That have no parent. That will want a parent when you get there. So whether you have any children here or not, there's plenty waiting for you when you get to heaven.
Man.
So you don't have to worry. I'd rather have one of them. No college. No diaper training. No, I don't look like it. I mean, when I get up there, if I got to have a kid, I want one here. God paying all the bills. He done bought the house. I ain't got to pay for school. I ain't got to change no diapers. I'm in heaven.
Amen.
Literally, I'm high. Amen. Oh my God. Amen. Okay, how easy it is. It is what it is. Amen. I ain't going no further. Amen. Oh my God, Lord, help us. So, amen. So maybe it's a blessing. Amen. I'm just saying, you know, amen. As a person, I'm glad I ain't there no more. Amen. Amen. But God is worthy. And don't worry, because if God doesn't give you your request here, there's plenty of requests when you get there. In Jesus' name. Amen. I give you too. I know, Mama. Thank you. You too. Oh, I got it. Ooh, don't you? I said, but somebody pregnant, she sure get around quick. Don't you worry. You stay there. Just move it. Amen. I gotta get the mama stand behind. Oh, Mama, yeah, you finish, baby, but you can stand if you want to. That's the drill. I mean, Pastor Drita, and you, child.
baby, sis, I need you to take, not Celine, Claudia. Yeah. I know I said it wasn't Celine, didn't I? Okay, well, see, well, you don't, you want that. Amen. We'll pick another name for you, not that one. Amen. Y'all take this baby. Y'all take this baby and y'all lay hands on her. Let mama anoint their hands, these two, and then y'all will lay hands with her. I need you to stand right out here. Right here. I need you to stand behind Lisa. Oh, there's an old mama got a mama. How about with Chanel? Oh, I see that. I need that. Okay. Because your daughter is too old. Yes, I'm looking for somebody to pray when they say she got a daughter. Mama, you and Big Man, y'all come around right here. All three. Amen. See, I ain't going there. You in trouble by yourself. Amen.
Ryan, ready.
Ray, coming on this way. I need you to take my girl's chair, and I need her to be closer to me.
Woman of God. Vessel of living witness unto God. I've never met anybody besides my wife that knows scripture like me, right off the top of your head. That's just amazing. I think she could recite the whole book if she had enough time.
Besides my wife, I have never met a person like that. And I said, Lord, I don't know if I want to remember it like that. I might remember stuff I don't want to remember. But the fact that she can go through scripture, tell you who it is, who wrote it, what time of day it was, what they ate for breakfast, that's just crazy. That had to come from God, because I don't know what I'm gonna do. Tell me that's not a gift.
That's right.
Amen. Man, and she can pray. You will pray for when she's done with you. If you didn't get nothing, it's because you didn't want nothing. And you was running from it. You wouldn't run. And then, oh my God.
The Lord calls her a battle force. So help me to understand what that means. She's a force to be reckoned with when she's in battle. She's a force to be reckoned with when she's in battle. If she's in battle against your spirit or your atmosphere, you're in trouble. Amen. Y'all may not know that about her, but I'm telling you, the Lord says she's I don't want to hurt you. I don't want to.
You can't be selective in your battles.
When you are assigned a battle, you don't get a choice of who you fight. You just go to where the fight is. Make sense?
Yes, sir.
Amen. When you are assigned, but the Lord says, go and plead my blood. You don't get to pick and choose who you plead the blood over.
Amen. Amen.
When God sent the man, said, kill everybody. Kill the kids, the cat, the mouse, the dog, the woman, the other. Get them all.
Well, I ain't gonna kill the babies, because they're being kill them!
God know what he's doing.
Yes.
They didn't get it, but God got it. You don't get to pick and choose who you rebuke. You plead the blood and let the Lord handle it fall out. Amen. That's how it's done. In order to be completely effective in Christ, you must follow all the instructions. Amen. Even the ones that hurt.
Amen.
I've had to follow some instructions that hurt. But I had to do it. Because if I didn't do it, their blood would be on my hands. I got enough to pay for. I ain't trying to get nothing extra. Pastor Nicole, take her and pray with her. Let me know.
is here. Now the Lord, now your spirit has what the Lord has spoken in the spirit to your atmosphere. Lord, Lord, he'll talk to you. Come on, hit me. Fix me up. Amen. Amen. Got me, wife. Amen. Y'all got me. Amen. You may not realize how victorious you are, but trust me, you are. You may, y'all come over here. You may not realize how victorious you are, but you are. I see it in the spirit that you are victorious. You may not see your victory in the natural, but I see your victory in the spirit realm. And the enemy cannot stop your victory. If he can get you to doubt your victory. You get it? He can't stop what God does. Everybody in the spirit knows that. Everybody. But if he can get you to, but your doubt can stop you from receiving your victory. Amen. Not even you can stop what God has sent for you. But you can allow yourself to not be in the right place at the right time to receive what God has already purposed for your walk. So it is important that you continually agree with God. If God says you're victorious, even if you don't see victory, you must wave your victory back. You must claim your victory. Tell the Lord, Lord, I don't see it, but because I walk by faith and not by sight, I don't have to see it. If you said it, it's done, and that's that. And you must claim that over your life and over the life of your children and over your house daily, maybe multiple times during the day. You must claim that and wear that flag. You must wave that victory flag. Even in the midst of trouble, you wave the victory flag. It's your job. You must do this. Because in order for you to enjoy, to receive and enjoy the victory that God has already sent, that I've seen, you must agree with God and claim it. Can you do that? Even when it's tough, can you do it? Even when you don't see it, can you do it? You did it with Lady Rose. I know you did it with Lady Rose. I was there. I seen it. You did it. And the victory was sweet. The Lord said, I have victory for you. But I need you to claim it. The way you claim Lady Rose, you claim your victory for your children, for your house, and for your life. I need my sister back there, the Pastor Niera, take her and pray with her. Amen.
Amen.
All right, we need somebody. I will not. I can't sit down because he won't let me. But if I can get Lloyd and Greg, not Greg, Ryan, to just grace me,
yeah,
I would appreciate it, Greg. Amen. Y'all need your chair over here. Ryan, bring my baby's chair over here. Love you. You can hold me up long enough to finish this prayer. I'll be through. How about that? He said, hit him again. Amen. For God himself so loved the world, his creation. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son.
Yes, Lord.
That whosoever continues to believe in him.
Yes.
Listen, the Bible says believe it. Whoever continues to believe. Believe is not just saying, I believe. Believe is walking by faith and not by sight. Believe is consistency. Believing is, I will believe today, yesterday, and tomorrow if I see it. Ah! Believing is a way of life.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen.
Believing is not just something I do on Sunday. Believing is something I do when I'm in the middle of it. Believing is something that I do when I don't have enough. Believing is something I do when they say I can't get anymore.
Right.
Believing is something that I do when I can't do anything else.
Yes.
Yes, Lord. I'm going to believe because I'm going to believe.
Thank you.
Pastor Drea, stand with her. Stand with her. I'm going to believe because I walk by faith. Stand right here, Mama.
Mama, you stay right here. No, you stay. You're perfect, Pastor. I'm going to believe because I walk by faith and not by sight.
Amen.
I'm going to believe because my father said it. I believe it, and that settles.
Yeah.
I'm going to believe because I'm a believer.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm going to believe because that's who I am.
Amen.
You've changed him. You know that? You've affected him.
Amen.
I'm going to believe because I'm a believer. I'm going to stand because that's what good warriors do. I'm going to fight because I'm a fighter. I am a survivor. I have survived the darts of the enemy. I have survived the warfare of the enemy. I have survived what the enemy has thrown against me. I am a survivor. I will not stop. I will not give in. I will not give up. I will not fall back. I will not falter. Because greater is he that's in me than anything that is in the world.
In the name of Jesus.
I've got the power through Christ Jesus. I've got the juice through Christ. The blood is on me, not on my enemy. The blood is flowing through me, not my enemy. I have Christ. My enemy has none. I win.
Yes.
Somebody say, I win.
I win.
I win.
I win.
I win.
I win.
And I don't care what it looks like. I know I win.
Yes.
I don't care what other people think. I know I win. I don't care what other people try to put in my atmosphere. I win.
Yes, Lord.
Father God, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Our daughter that you've brought to us. She is victorious in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Our Lord. She must claim her victory. She must fight the good fight. She must be consistent with her battle. She must be consistent with her faith. She must be consistent with her belief. She must be consistent with her ability to serve. She must be consistent. And through her consistence, you can establish her and settle her. All things done decently and in order. Let the Lord's decency and in order flow through your life so that you will receive what God has already spoken over your atmosphere. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Say, I'm a believer.
I'm a believer.
And I'm going to believe.
And I'm going to believe.
I'm a fighter.
I'm a fighter.
And I'm going to fight.
And I'm going to fight.
I'm a warrior.
I'm a warrior.
And I win.
And I win.
Woo! Jesus. Pastor, take her and let her and pray with her. Allah, Allah, Mia, Sana. Give me again. Allah, Mia, Sana. Jesus. Ha. Don't you go nowhere, Mama. I'm going to pray for all three of y'all. Where are your daughters? Girl, you know it's none but faith that got you this far. None but faith that have brought you to this point. Can you see us, Abigail?
Yes.
Nothing but faith that has allowed you to stay in this battle. If it had been up to you, you could have gave up a long time ago. But because it wasn't just about you, it was about what God has done through you. You knew you had to fight. You knew you had to stand. And you knew you had to be there. If you are that way as a parent, how must God be? If you feel that way about your family, what do you think God feels about your family? You have to rebuke any doubt. God says, I have made many provisions for you, but you got to come get it. He said, I'm not going to send any more pork chops to your window. You're going to have to take what I've given you and go to your school. Do you understand what he's saying? You're going to take those tablets that he's given you with the Lord. And you're going to use that, whether it's praying, whether it's study, whether it's ministry,
whether whatever it is, you're going to, whether it's believing by faith or whatever the talents that God has given you, you're going to take those talents. And you are going to increase those talents. And you are going to bless God with those talents. And you are going to use those to the glory of God. And God said, I have given you multiple talents. He says, now I'm sending you to the store. In other words, you're going to have to use what I've given you.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Money ain't no good if you don't use it. You can have all the money in the world, you don't spend any of it, you're just as broke as anybody else. You must utilize what God has given you. Amen.
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 God says, now, no more pork chops. No more, no, close your window. Ain't nothing else coming through here. He said, now you're going to have to go to the store.
Amen.
And you're going to have to utilize what I've given
you. Thank you, Lord.
He said, and here's the good thing about it. I'm with you every step of the way. It ain't like I'm sending you out on your own. I'm with you. I'm going to tell you which store to go to. I'm going to tell you how to do it. I'm going to tell you how much to put in. I'm going to tell you how much they owe me. I'm going to lead you everywhere. But you have to trust me. Mama said you'll do it. I think she knows. Mama, bring down Mother Sharon and Doris. Take her and pray with her. Well, I reach the holy oil one more time. And then I'm going to get
Kimmy. Son, put your hands on her shoulders. It's hot up here.
Who got the right here? Oh, yeah, Mama. You stay with me, Ryan. Mama, pour me a little bit. Right, Sam, Randy, Justin. You just stand with us. Put your hand on her shoulder.
There you go. Fire it up under the floor.
Thank you. Have
stay with the Lord. Oh. I love God. No matter what, God is with you. My last shika, girl. Nikki, put her hands on the baby. Come on.
Maybe the Lord will tell if it's a boy or a girl. Lord, don't spoil it.
Let me put my hands on you. No, I needed to anoint your hands.
Thank you. And don't spoil it for sure.
Father, the beautiful baby. The Bible says it is He that had made us and not we ourselves. So no matter what happened, God made it. It is He that had made us and not we ourselves. We are His people, the sheep of His pasture. We enter into your gates with thanksgiving. And we enter into your courts with praise. We are thankful unto you. And we bless your name. We are thankful unto you. We are thankful unto you. And we bless your name. For the Lord is good. Your mercy is everlasting. And your truth endures to all generations. Father, we bless this youth and the beautiful baby that you have added to this youth. If there is anything in this family that is not like you, you give them the name of Jesus. Father, give them the anointing to take care of your children. Give them the wisdom to govern your baby. Give them the provision to provide for your child. Bless the parents. Bless the home. Bless the atmosphere. Control the mind, the flow of thought, the decisions and the choices. Control them, Lord, so that you will get all the praise, all the honor and all the glory. This beautiful gift that you are sent, that you have sent to this atmosphere. Keep them whole. Keep them in your righteousness. And protect them where they are and where they're going.
Yes.
In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Before I close, and I'm closing now, give me a hand. Before I close, and I'm closing now, you need to know that we will pray with you and for you, but you need to let us know. Every prayer is special, but if you need something that we need to focus on, that we need to send to the altar, please, you can call us, you can email us, you can contact Janelle on our member services. Get it to us. And I promise you, if the Lord gives us time, we will pray.
Amen.
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 Oh, no. He's still.